So it's expected that $2.7 billion will be spent on trick-or-treat candy this year. $2.7 billion. This list is the most popular Halloween candy state by state, and it shows actually the top three most popular candies in each state. For 10 years, CandyStore.com has been sending tons of bulk candy around the country. As the preeminent bulk candy dealers that we are, we have a lot of candy sales data to comb through. We took 10 years of sales data, 2007 to 2016, looking in this particular at these particular months leading up to Halloween. So this is what they've come up with, Esmeralda. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama. Well, let's do Illinois first. Let's do Illinois first, shall we? All right. So what do you think is it? Because the top three, we have the top three here. What do you think are the top three in Illinois?
Candy corn.
Candy corn is not on the list. Did not make the top three.
Snickers.
Snickers did not make the list.
Man.
I was surprised what number one was here.
Milky Way.
Nope.
How about M&M's?
Nope.
Hershey's chocolate bars?
Nope. Number one on the list is Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, those are good.
Number one, though? Seriously?
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids. Number two for Illinois is Kit Kat.
Oh, I love a Kit Kat.
Me too. And number three is Reese's Cups.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
No, thank you.
What?
I don't like peanut butter.
Any chance that Chance the Rapper's commercials had any influence on that?
On the Kit Kat? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they did. I don't know. Let's see. Indiana, since they're right near us here. Indiana, you ready? Number one is, I love this. For some reason, I love this. The number one candy, Halloween candy in Indiana, is hot tamales. That's pretty cool. Number two is Starburst. And number three is Snickers. So, but they, two out of the three are not chocolate related, which is interesting. All right, Alabama, Esmeralda, you were saying candy corn. Number one in Alabama is candy corn.
Yeah, they would.
Number two is Hershey's Mini Bars. And number three are Tootsie Pops.
I don't understand Tootsie Pops.
What do you mean?
There's just the fruit candy and then the chocolate in the middle. No, thank you.
Wow. All right. No
seems
Tootsie
like
Pops.
An odd combo to me.
And you know that the mini bars, there's nothing fun about the sizes of the. It's when they say it's fun size, it's not fun. Regular or large size, those are fun. Alaska.
Swedish fish.
Twix is number one in Alaska. Twix with the candy crunch or the cookie crunch. Number two is Blow Pops. Now, do you not like Blow Pops either?
No, I love Blow Pops.
So you like Blow Pops, but you don't like Tootsie Pops.
Well, because Blow Pops is gum, even though it lasts all of a minute.
Yeah.
But I like that makes more sense.
Number three is a Kit Kat in Alaska. They like their Kit Kats. Arizona, Snickers, number one.
Wouldn't they just melt? So hot there.
Well,
what? I'm just, you know, for the sake of, just be a whole mess in your candy bag.
Well, then you'd be also, that Hershey's Kisses come in at number two.
Oh, it's even worse.
So you're just going to have, like,
I love Hershey Kisses.
Blobs of tinfoil in your bag. And then hot tamales. Well, there you go. Arizona, hot tamales. When did hot tamales become so popular? What's going on here? Not that I have anything against. I happen to love hot tamales.
I'm not a fan of that.
Cinnamon?
That cinnamon taste.
Oh, I love it.
Because it's real fake.
Tasting. Oh, I love it, man. But my favorite gum of all time is Big Red.
Yeah, but that tastes different than those, I think.
Hot tamale. Well, there's
it's a different cinnamony taste.
Well, it's also the consistency of hot tamales is a little it sticks to your teeth and everything.
Right, but hot tamales taste like cough syrup.
It's where are you buying your hot tamales from?
No, but it's that kind of like fake cinnamon flavor.
All right, A lot of cough syrups taste like cinnamon?
Yeah, but it has that fake taste. You know when you eat like certain cherry candies and it's like, oh.
Yeah. Arkansas, Jolly Ranchers, number one. Ooh. All sophisticated in Arkansas. Two is Butterfingers. Three is Hot Tamales. What's going on here?
Dang.
When did Hot Tamales become the biggest candy ever? Am I missing something? And how come Mike and Ike isn't showing up? If you got Hot Tamales, why not Mike and Ike? What's the other one? There's another one, too, right? Jolly Johnny's?
Oh, those the fruit ones? They look like fruits?
No, they're shaped exactly like Hot Tamales and Mike and Ike's. They're different. Oh, is it the licorice ones? The licorice ones, Good and Plenty.
Yuck.
Good and Plenty.
What is that flavor, the white one?
It's licorice, right?
It's all licorice?
Yeah.
Just a different coating?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, licorice is not you have to have sort of a specific taste for licorice.
Yeah, that's gross.
There was a lot of really unpleasant candy when I was a kid, like in even older candy.
Was it so you wouldn't eat candy?
Yeah. What was the one? What was the one? Violet?
Those I've seen. I've seen those around. It's isn't it gum?
It's I think it's just like a mint, if I remember.
And yeah, it tastes like
it tastes like flowers.
It tastes like soap.
Yeah.
The ones in the silver and purple wrapping?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
Terrible.
They weren't very tasty.
No, God no.
Made by Choward?
Choward?
That's what this says.
Choward?
The friendly folks at Choward.
They also sell you guava candy and lemon mints.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
See, those don't sound so
is that
bad.
A British company?
Chowder?
Yeah.
Choward.
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 Choward. Choward. Curtis, Choward's is their brand name. It's the C. Howard Company. They just
call it Choward. Oh. I see. Okay.
For family fun.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's right. Yeah, that stuff,
based
man.
Out of New York, according to this.
Out of
data.
New York. Oh, man. All right. California, M&M's, number one. Number two, saltwater taffy. And number three, Skittles. So, and we'll do more after the news, which is coming up in 5 seconds. Yeah, man. Scorps, man. Glenn requested the Scorpions. China White. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. So, you know, Esmeralda, the Scorpions tribute band has my favorite name ever of any tribute band.
What's that?
Now, you know, I mean, you would think maybe because they're called Blackout because Scorpions had a very popular album called Blackout, or maybe they were called Love Drive. But no, my favorite tribute band name, Scorpions tribute band, Scorps. That's what they're called.
How does that work? I would think that's too close.
Well, the fans of Scorpions call them the Scorps. Hey, man, you're going to go see Scorps, listen to some Scorps?
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be a tribute, I would think you can't be that close to the actual name of the Scorpions.
Yeah, it's just the dumbest name ever for a tribute. Scorps.
Is it with a K?
No. It's like the beginning of the word scorpion.
No, I know, but, you know, to try to, like,
no,
get away from copyright issue.
No, it's not. So, yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran, the best, at 6. We are going state by state talking about the most popular Halloween candies in the state. And if you missed, Illinois, we like Sour Patch Kids the most, followed by Kit Kat, and followed by Reese's Cups. And I'm kind of surprised at how high Sour Patch Kids are on the list. So, all right. Colorado, Esmeralda. Milky Way. followed by Twix, followed by Hershey's Kisses. Those are all very popular Halloween candies. And they like, apparently they like their chocolate in Colorado. Connecticut. Almond Joy, number one. Because sometimes they feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
That's when you have mounds, which oddly not on the list. So they don't feel like nuts. Milky Way comes in second, followed by M&Ms. Delaware Lifesavers, Skittles, and candy corn. They don't like. Apparently, they don't like chocolate in Delaware. Lifesavers. Lifesavers seems a little odd to me to be like a favorite can. Doesn't that seem strange, Esmeralda? Like they're
very grown up.
Yeah, that's. I feel. Yeah. I don't dislike Lifesavers. You know, but that just seems a little strange to me. Skittles. I enjoy Skittles.
Oh, who doesn't?
I mean, I enjoy Skittles. I don't like their commercials very much, but I enjoy their product. Like, their commercials kind of make me crazy. That one where the kid's got the Skittle pox on his face.
Those are weird, because why would you eat someone's diseases?
Well, that's what I don't like about the commercial. And there's that one where they're like, they kiss and she eats his teeth. And Dan, that's the woman who works at the rent-a-car. Where does she work?
No, that was the different one.
Oh.
The Skittle, yeah.
The one where she kisses him and eats his teeth, right?
That's right. The teeth one was the girl that works at the Sprint store.
Sprint store, right. Okay. There's this whole universe that Dan thinks exists where all of the actors who appear on multiple commercials live in one universe.
Oh, like a superhero Marvel?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What was it?
The 5-Hour Energy spokesperson is also selling Salon Pause, which is a back.
My back
medication.
Hurts.
I think so. It makes sense. He takes the 5-Hour Energy, he goes to work, he discovers ways to relieve your back pain.
All right. In Florida, they like Skittles the most, followed by Snickers, followed by Reese's Cups. Esmeralda, you took a crack at Swedish Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in Georgia.
Oh.
They like their Swedish Fish in Georgia, followed by Hershey's Kisses, followed by Jolly Rancher.
I'm a fan of the Hershey's Hug.
Has that got a nut in it or something?
No, those are just, they have a chocolate, a white chocolate swirled.
Oh, that's right.
In with the dark chocolate.
Because they do have one where they put like a nut in it, right?
Yes, that's just with almonds.
Oh, okay.
But now they have like mint ones and caramel.
Wow.
They've gone crazy.
It's insane, man. 219 area code says perhaps hot tamales are a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. 847 area code says Mary Jane's. We talked about that last week, Esmeralda, because you didn't know what Mary Jane was a candy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mary said that they were terrible, and I actually like Mary Jane's. They were sort of a very, very chewy, peanut buttery kind of, but they're very chewy. There's a lot of teeth damage that could be done. Tim says, funny thing about all cinnamon-flavored candy is that it's all hot. Only actual cinnamon isn't hot at all. I wonder why that may be. Strange. Do you ever see those people try to take a teaspoonful of cinnamon? You ever see that?
Oh, those morons.
Why would you do that? Seriously, why would anybody do that?
Because the internet told them to.
There's thousands of videos online of idiots trying to eat a teaspoonful of cinnamon. I saw one guy actually do it. One guy did it, and he and his friend were doing, they had it, you know. They each took a big spoonful of cinnamon, and then the other guy, meanwhile, is like coughing up blood and vomiting all over the place and cinnamon flying out of his nose, and the other guy swallowed it, and he actually, you know, he did it. Canadian Bill says, in Canada, we have a gum called Thrills. It tastes like soap. In fact, part of their advertising is Thrills. Still tastes like soap. they must really sell a lot of candy there. Dan, don't you think? For that, that's their tagline?
Well, I think they're so polite in Canada that they eat it anyway.
Yeah. Do you remember that time that Saga appeared on their bar, the rappers?
That's right.
That had a big cross promotion?
Yeah. Saga was promoting Thrills. Thrills still tastes like soap. Eh? Oh, boy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll get back to more of the candy stuff. We've also got a celebrity name game coming up after the 4:30 news right here on 720 WGN. So stay tuned. 2 for Tuesday continues as well. 312-981-7200 if you want to participate in any of this. Make our dreams come true. Yeah, man. Scorpions. Yeah. 2 for Tuesday. Glenn requested Scorpions. That, of course, is the Zoo, which is a jam. Oh, yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've been discussing Halloween candies. Hey, Esmeralda, how do you feel about people that used to give you pennies?
I actually don't mind it now. Like, if someone were to give me a bunch of pennies.
Really?
I'd be fine with it. But back in the day, yeah, no, I hated it. Yeah, I wanted candy.
You're a kid, you know?
I once got expired McDonald's coupons.
Expired? Because I know some
expired.
People.
Expired. I was so mad.
I know some people actually do give gift certificates, McDonald's gift certificates.
Right, but these are expired.
Oh, that's not cool.
Mean, mean people.
How about the people that go, well, you know, candy is not good for you, so here's a mini toothbrush and some toothpaste.
You know what? Just don't turn the light on. Why even bother?
Yeah. I don't understand that either. I just don't. All right. Iowa. They're our neighbors. Esmeralda, their number one is Reese's Cups. Number two, M&M's. Number three, Butterfinger. Kansas, Reese's Cups. Number one. Number two, M&M's. Number three, Double Bubble Gum.
I do enjoy Double Bubble.
Yeah. Now, you know, Esmeralda, that Bubble Yum was made from spider eggs.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
They were delicious, though.
That's a true thing, man. It's a true thing. Like, when Bubble Yum first came out in the 70s, the rumor went around that it was made with spider eggs. I don't know where it came from. I know... But it was there, and I'll never forget when I found out that became like this stupid rumor that, hey, man, don't eat Bubble Yum because it's made of spider eggs. I remember I was at the Field Museum, and we were on a field trip to the Field Museum to see the King Tut exhibit at the Field Museum. I don't know what year that was, Dan. I'm guessing 74, 75 maybe. But it was, I remember because I went to the gift shop. We went to the gift shop after seeing the King Tut exhibit, waiting to get back on the school bus to go back to school. And a couple of my buddies, including my friend Dan Long, not the one who works here.
77.
Oh, 77? Really? Wow. Okay. So we went to the gift shop, and I reached for a package of Bubble Yum to buy in the gift shop. And my friend, I can't remember who it was, my friend who was with me was like, no, 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 man, don't buy that. And I'm like, why? It's good. And they're like, it's made from spider eggs. And that was like the big rumor, like, oh, no, don't eat Bubble Yum. It's made from spider eggs. And we talked about this on the air before. The Bubble Yum company actually had to issue a statement, if I'm not mistaken, because sales went down because people were not buying it because they thought it was made from spider eggs.
Pull the newspaper ad.
A newspaper ad, right? Hey, you really have to take out a newspaper ad? Hey, by the way, our product is not made of spider eggs.
Now, are they like when you get eggs to make omelets and stuff? Like, you know, they're just eggs. It's not a baby chicken. It's going to hatch if you keep it long enough. Is that how people were thinking? They're just eating straight up spider eggs? Were they imagining that you eat it and then spider eggs hatch in your stomach?
I'm not really sure. Maybe. I just remember it was everywhere. Everywhere. So, Maybe that's why they haven't. Bubble Yum hasn't made the list here. Do they still make Bubble Yum? Is that because I don't chew?
Yeah.
I don't chew gum really.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a phone call here, and it's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, about that Sour Patch Kids. For a brief time, they had that really funny commercial where maybe a teenaged girl. You know, she's coming home. She has a halter top on. And then they turn on the lights, and the dad comes running downstairs, and then they push a shirt over to her so she doesn't get in more trouble.
Right.
Starts sour, then sweet, and I'm like, oh, now that was creative, and boom, that went away. But yeah, really
no, they've got a series of those commercials. There's one where they knock a giant pineapple on top of a girl's car.
Oh yeah, that I saw.
And then they refurbish it. They fix it so that the pineapple is now the roof of her car.
Yeah, and then she drives off. Yeah,
yeah. There's another one where they're like on this kid's chest, and they're like, they've got hooks in him or something. You know which one I'm talking about, Esmeralda?
What?
Like they're pulling on his skin. They're pulling on his skin. It's like Hellraiser. They're like they've got like a thing they're pulling on this kid's skin.
Oh my god!
I'm not kidding. It's a disgusting commercial, and it's like they're sour, and they're pulling on his skin, and then they're sweet, and then I don't know what they do. They give him a Band-Aid or something. I can't remember, but it's just like this. I was like, the first time I saw that commercial, I was like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, and it was funny. She's obviously past curfew. And
oh yeah.
Save her. And her dad goes, "At least you're not getting in trouble." It was really cleverly done.
Yeah.
But you think of that Scorpions cover band. Talk about all the music they have to choose from. You have the Michael Schenker era back in 72, yeah. Lonesome Crow.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have Ulrich Roth, so you can do, have a Strat all night, Robin Trower-esque.
Yeah.
And then Matias Yabs, with Love Drive comes along. And then, so you got styles and different guitars, and you can, pull it out. If somebody wants to actually try to be Michael Schenker and play some Lonesome Crow songs. And
yeah, well,
and action
those are really, really, really big shoes to fill. You're going to try and be Michael Schenker, man.
Oh, absolutely. And you always think of RCA sticking with him all those early years in Trance, Flight of the Rainbow.
Yeah.
Finally, they give up after Taken by Force. Love Drive comes, Mercury picks him up, and RCA's like, we sold at the wrong time.
They go through the roof at that point.
And I have one of the few albums, Love Drive albums, where the topless woman, all the bubble gum on her body.
Yeah, I got that. I've got that too.
I managed to keep that before they redesigned it.
Yeah, nope, I got that one too.
Speaking of cinnamon, without cheating and looking it up, I think it has really medicinal health qualities where, like apple cider vinegar, something like that, there's something beneath cinnamon that's really good for you that I heard of.
But not an entire teaspoonful.
That's
a little much.
You gotta be in bad shape to do that.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
but
Steve.
Anyway,
thanks, man.
Bud.
Take care, buddy. See ya.
By the way, I'm watching a compilation of those commercials.
Yeah.
And it's they're pulling – he's in a fireman costume.
Yeah.
Without a shirt on. I don't know why. And they're pulling at his hair, like his one chest hair. Is that what it is?
He's
like a little scrawny kid.
Oh, okay.
I think, unless there's another one.
No, I guess that's what – I just remember they're like yanking on – he's shirtless.
Yeah, he's wearing – it's a
like
Halloween
suspenders,
party.
Right?
He's wearing a fireman costume without a shirt on.
That makes
so
a lot
he deserves
of sense.
To get the one chest hair yanked out of him.
I actually thought they had hooks in him. I thought it went so far like Hellraiser.
So they're yanking the hair, and then these little kids get all freaked out and drop their candy.
And then they get all the candy.
Yeah, that's the sweet.
Oh, that's the sweet part. Okay. Why? I thought they went all Hellraiser on him. I really did. I was like, oh man. All right.
I mean, they should have. I don't understand why he's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. 219 says, that's it. I'm never going to Delaware because of the candy corn favorite. Candy corn is the worst possible candy in the history of the universe.
Well, it's Delaware.
I like candy corn. Nice and plasticky.
I don't mind. I'll eat it.
I like candy corn. 708 area code, candy, cigarettes, and pixie sticks. 708 area code again, frozen zero bar. So stick it in the freezer and have a zero. 630 area code, how about juju beads and wax lips?
Okay. We had a few boxes of wax candy in the newsroom. I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's wax. You can't eat that.
Well, we would chew on it when I was a kid.
But
You would just chew on it.
Ew.
Yep.
Just get some real candy.
Yep. Well, times were tough in the 70s, Esmeralda.
I know. Well, they're still selling them.
You know, so. Yeah, times were tough. We were eating spider eggs, for God's sake. All right, we got to break. The news is up next. Boy, we've got some jams here. Keith in Kansas with Rainbow, Stone Cold. That's from the Jolynn Turner days. Right, Dan?
Yes.
Right, Esmeralda? From the Jolynn Turner days.
Yeah, I mean, those are my favorite, but you know.
If you're into that type of thing.
Right? I mean, I could go on and on, but I won't.
The album cover of this album, the album was called Straight Between the Eyes. And there's a guitar busting out between somebody's, there's like a guitar neck busting out of the guy's skull between his eyes. If I remember correctly, then it's like Straight Between the Eyes, the name of the record. And I think it's like, it looks like he's made of like porcelain or something, because like the skull is like cracking and sharp. Am I right, Dan?
I am attempting to pull it up now.
Yeah, Rainbow, Straight Between the Eyes. I want to say 1981, if I'm not mistaken. By the way, a couple of more texts came in. Favorite Halloween candy is peanut butter kisses. 773 area code says, I like Sugar Babies, Milk Duds. My favorite candy bar of all time is the Take 5 bar. That's a good candy bar, the Take 5. Esmeralda, have you ever had the Take 5?
No.
It's got chocolate. It's got five things.
Right.
It's got chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's got caramel.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Uh-huh. Is there a cookie in there?
No, pretzel.
Ah.
It's so good. And there's something, I can't remember what the, but it's like, it's phenomenal.
Right.
And it's an incredible candy bar. And I remember when it first came out, I was like, because it can't, I mean, it was relatively new in like 2004 or
yeah.
something like that. So I was on the air going, oh my God, this is the greatest candy bar of all time. Somebody sent me a case.
Oh, isn't that
a
nice.
Listener sent me a case.
I don't, my favorite candy is those fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls.
That's your favorite candy?
For Halloween.
Oh, for Halloween. Okay.
Because that's the only time I usually see them. I'll see them, you know, every once in a while. But
yeah.
Halloween is
fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Ah, oh, those are so good.
Wow, okay.
Tootsie Roll chocolate? No, I'm out. Oh. Do not like them.
There's something wrong with you.
I just don't like them. They remind me too much of things.
Okay. I don't know what that means.